Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348.
It's The Buzz 24/7 at morningbuzz.com.
This is unbelievable.
Now that's what's up.
Are you ready? I am ready.
I just felt like making a declarative statement. You know what I mean?
That was declarative.
Yeah, it was very declarative.
I got these new reading glasses because my other ones just finally broke.
Yeah, those are weird.
I hate them. But somebody gave them to me, so they're
the
emergency.
The nose is really big. Like, it's right from here, I get the glare now of your of your nose.
Well, these are the ones you can separate.
Yeah.
You know, which I've tried at the breath scaler and they bug me.
Yeah.
But just an emergency.
Okay. So wear your glasses right now that you need
they
those.
They threw them in the trash.
Oh, okay.
Gone. The crooked ones are done.
Oh, the ones where we thought your head was uneven.
And I just so happened to have two coupons, CVS, 30% off everything I bought Sunday. Just happened to buy some new reading glasses.
Woo-hoo.
So tomorrow I'll be
sporting. They do look pretty good.
Sporting some blue ones.
They do look pretty good.
Or some green ones.
You still have your up glasses, right?
Those are the three.
Am I getting a hold of them?
Yeah, I thought you were. I thought that was the thing. I was just helping you pick names.
Okay.
Yes, my up glasses I do have in my car.
All right, hold on. We're going to switch. I'm going to do the intro again.
Just give.
Because I got this.
I saw you be huffy.
I'm trying to figure, because I don't know which ones he's given to who.
It doesn't matter. I just picked three names that were, that's all. I thought I was just picking the names, getting rid of the loser.
Give it to me. I got to get this done. Okay. I have too much going on that I.
It's The Buzz 24.
Try not to say fuck when I start the shit. Okay, yeah.
It's The Buzz 24/7 at morningbuzz.com.
This is unbelievable.
Now that's what's up.
Those do look good on you.
No, they don't. I don't think they do.
Okay, well, I'm looking at you. I don't think they look bad. Scotty?
You look like a futuristic, like a librarian in the year 2050.
Yeah. He's got the silver hair, like he would have some sort of weird space suit on. Not the outside in space, but the inside of spaceship suit.
Yeah.
You look good.
These are those glasses that split in the middle.
Yeah, but nobody knows that until you do it.
Yeah, Laura's not on.
I'm sorry.
I don't like them. We talked about them earlier. The big thing in the middle, it's too big, the one where they snap together, and I now get a horrible...
because they got to fit the magnet in there.
I get a horrible glare from his, because they're clear. So every time he's been looking at me this morning in the 9 o'clock hour, I have to, like, close one eye because I'm getting, like, a...
Yeah, I don't
mind. Burn a hole in my retina.
These are only emergency because my other ones finally broke. The crooked glasses are done, and I got a new pair coming tomorrow.
What? Can I ask you something? What the fuck are you doing over there?
What do you mean?
Like, is it me or does he break stuff? Things break on him more than
any. I've had these for a year in here.
I've had these glasses for like.
Yeah, but these are the $30 temporaries from CVS. These aren't like $100 glasses.
Okay, all right. So, still, I mean,
but Kelly, it doesn't matter if you invest $30 or $100. You should always treat what you have as that is special.
But wait a second.
I tell my kids all the time. But just because it only costs you $10, it's still your possession.
I've bought those glasses, they're $30. These are Foster Grant. They're decent, glasses that.
Right, but.
But no matter what, you wear and tear, they always end up busting.
Okay, but my question is more about you're just grabbing whatever, plus twos or whatever it is that you think works for your
eyes.
But
not the cheapest ones.
No, I understand.
There are the wicked cheap ones. I get the next step up.
But have you gotten prescription glasses that were made specifically for your eyes?
Yes, for a couple of years. I still have them at home. They got shoe goo on them. Because they busted event after like 3 years they busted in the same spot.
Okay,
shoe glued them. I got there my bathroom glasses.
Yeah, they're your what?
Bathroom glasses.
So the prescription ones given to you by the doctor are the ones that you only use in the bathroom.
Because they don't stay on my head all the time. They're loose. You know, they have been.
You
busted.
Are a treasure trove, my friend.
I'm kind of with Kelly that I will go to like Walmart and find the ones that I need, and then you can get like a three-pack for $20 something.
Okay.
And I'll get those. Now, I have a pair in the bathroom. I have a pair in the kitchen. I have a pair, of course, by the bed and a pair in the living room. And those specifically all have to stay there.
Right. But my point is you should wear the ones given to you by the doctor with that prescription most of the time.
Okay.
Because if you're just shoehorning it.
It's the same prescription.
You see that?
Yeah,
you know
right
that.
The glasses plus 150 or plus 200.
Yeah, he's right. As in,
okay, I haven't looked at that. Okay, I'm learning something. I didn't know that.
2 years ago, you know, I had the go in and have the checkup of all checkups. We'd like you to go to the eye doctor. Went to the eye doctor. I brought my readers in. She goes, "Are these prescription or readers?" I said, "Readers." She said, "Put them on." Bang! I did the test. No problem. She goes, "Stay with those."
Yeah.
There's absolutely no need. You know, I'm sure my eyes will progressively get worse, and then I will have to go to the, next number up and stuff like that. But I did not go and get, you know, $200 glasses. No.
Okay. I didn't know that they were, I don't know what my prescription is.
They tell you the prescription's right on there.
Okay. I don't know.
That's why they have all these, I thought you did it once where you saw an advertising for these glasses you really wanted to get and you ordered them because your doctor gives you your prescription. So didn't you order some and then you got them, you tried them on?
No.
I thought you returned them because they were way too much money. I thought
I've never done that. So it must be someone else. It's not me.
Yeah, I thought it was you a couple years ago.
No, you know it's funny because the previous eye doctor I had never told me what my prescription was, so I had no idea. So I still don't know actually because I never asked for it. They just give me these glasses and that's what I wear when I'm working at home. And if I'm not working, I take them off.
I find myself I go to the store. Look at it, and there's a little chart there, and I go, okay, this I'm not squinting, I'm not straining. Looks like this is what I have.
Mm. Okay, all right. Sorry, I didn't know that you could match that. I didn't know that. I just thought you grabbed them and put them on and said, "Oh, these look fine."
Be the right prescription.
Then you realize you get a splitting, ripping headache because you're wearing freaking glasses that didn't maybe your eyes. That's what I thought. You know. Quick question, by the way. I know that we don't exchange birthday gifts here on the show because we've been together for a very long time, and it's just kind of kind of a thing. But if we did, I want you to know, I know what I would be getting Scotty for his birthday on Thursday.
Okay.
Pabst Blue Ribbon has come out with a new 180 pack of beer for its 180th birthday.
Wow. 180 pack. I think it's $98. It's 90-something dollars.
180 pack of beer just in time for summer, celebrating their 1844, their 180th birthday in the beer industry.
I did see that.
Yeah. So... anyway, I would do that. I would do that for you.
You need a pickup truck and a dolly to get it.
I don't know. Well, I mean, like, if it's an 80-pack, is it come with a shoulder strap? I mean, how big is it?
You can't lift that.
You can't?
You're hurting yourself.
Okay.
I would think that it's going to be pretty damn heavy. And from the looks of the case that it's in, Kelly's right. I'd hand truck that sucker into the house.
Yeah, I would do it. I would do it for you. I just want you to know I would do it for you. 180 pounds, I would do it. Or whatever 180 B is. 180 B is. I'm going to a wedding this weekend. I'm flying. Going to a wedding. I don't even know when the flight is. Valerie's like, "Did you rent a car yet?" I'm like, "No."
Are you flying out Friday?
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, you should know.
Well, I mean, I know I got the tickets. I just don't know. I think I'm flying out at like 5-ish or something like that, right?
This is the best.
Because my sister, she emails me and she's like,
"Oops, sorry.
5 o'clock.
Yeah,
and you'll land a little after or a little before 8.
Yeah, it's around 5. I knew 7:44. Yeah. And so I knew that. I don't know anything else. But the point is
you'll be home at 5 in the afternoon Sunday.
Yeah, my sister calls and she's like, "So, you know, you're coming to the wedding, what are they called? The night before the
rehearsal dinner.
You know, we have you on the guest list for the rehearsal dinner. What time are you getting in?" I'm like, "What time is the rehearsal dinner?" She says, "It's going to be around 6. I'm like, "I am not going to be there." And so, silence. I'm like, "What? I didn't, you know, I booked the flight. Valerie gets out of work. I figured give her some time. We're not rushing. You know, we'll get there at 7:44.
When did you find out about the rehearsal?
Yeah, because this sucks because
It might have been in an email that I got like a month ago.
Because I was going to say, I might have been involved with booking. And I even asked you that day, realistically, I don't want you to have to rush on Friday.
And nor do I.
And you were like, "You know what? I don't mind if we get in later in the evening on Friday. It's not a big deal. I'd rather."
Right.
Knowing that if you would have said, "Hey."
No, I know.
I would have got you the.
Oh, I know that. I know. I'm not.
4:30.
No, I know that. No, I didn't think. Look, I'm the brother of the bride. I'm the uncle. I'm not going to get invited. I'm not going to a wedding expecting to be invited to the rehearsal dinner. I'm not in the wedding. And, So
if you have a immediate family, usually, if they're especially so,
if they fly in,
if people fly in, that's when they go to that.
How close are you?
My sister and I.
Yeah, I mean, like.
No, we get along fine. We get along fine.
She put you on the guest list. Really?
Well,
if my sister used the terms guest list with me, I'd be like, you can scratch me off.
No, it's not like that.
Guest
she
list?
Just said that they were count like I'm included in the number. It wasn't. I don't take it like that. It's
well,
not. It's
as long
fine.
As they didn't have to prepay, because just like the wedding, you have to pay like $40 a dinner.
I let her know.
But yeah, you let her know yesterday.
Yeah.
Well, I let her know the week of. Let her know
a
Sunday.
A lot of businesses and restaurants, especially if they're getting a cater like
already
that, they
accounted for you.
Yeah,
that's horseshit.
Okay, well,
that's horseshit. I gave her like, come on. I gave her a week. You could call and say, I'm not mad at my sister. I don't think my sister did anything wrong.
A week,
but if
you
they're getting
Monday,
if they're getting charged for that for the rehearsal dinner, come on.
So there's $80 that just got wasted.
We don't know what how.
Yeah, at least.
Much they went for the
you don't you know that. You, come
plate.
On.
$40 per break?
Some,
per plate?
It depends on where you go. Some
okay. It's the rehearsal dinner, not the wedding.
I know.
Oh. Rehearsal dinner, you still have to pay per person.
I think when me and Amy looked at it, like when we were, it was about 40.
It depends.
40.
This is my thing about weddings right now.
Well, I mean, it was
it's
in the
money.
Email.
Everything about a wedding is money. And don't get me wrong. My sister, they're not asking for money. It's not that. Not at all. It's just that everything involving a wedding is based around money. Money spent for the dinner, the this, that, all the other things you got to do. Everything's about money. Wedding registries, money. Here's what we want. Get me what I want. I bristle at it. I love going to weddings. I love happy weddings. I just should be able to choose the gift and not be told what to give somebody.
Yeah, I see both sides in that one.
If I never really get invited to one again, I'm cool with it.
I was not invited to your wedding.
Okay.
Like, well, no, wait a minute. Let me finish.
What the shit is...
Just keep your volume off. Stop playing with your phone.
Pretty loud.
It's like Greg in a meeting.
Yes.
I was not invited to your wedding.
Yes, and it bothered you.
We're pretty close.
Yes.
It did not bother me. I totally got it. I'm not upset by that. I get it.
Yeah.
100%.
It's a few years ago.
Happy
too.
For you. I
mean, it was a year ago.
21, 22, 23.
A year ago.
No.
Oh, this wedding. Oh.
I was at the first one.
Yeah.
I've never seen anybody sweat more.
I forgot.
Like, honest to God, I swear to God, he
I
was
knew
like.
You were married to Amy. I thought you were talking about his
now,
first
Kelly,
wedding.
Kelly.
I would laugh about it. Amy would look at you and go, oh.
Yeah. Nobody sweat in church more than Scotty. Like, I would have thought he was Satan. That's how
should
uncomfortable he was. It was a sign. You missed it. But anyway, no, I honestly got it. At first, I was like, I'd like to go to that wedding. Amy's awesome. You guys make a great couple. But then you're like, well, we're going to keep it small. That's all I had to hear. I'm good.
And
I'm good.
I am really, I think, I love this new way. And I'm not saying it because I don't
the chill way.
Because you know what I think it's kind of doing to some of these places that have taken advantage of you want my place. Yeah, it's $22,000.
Yeah.
I think it's kind of a
right.
Guess what?
Right.
I don't need your $30 per table tablecloths. I don't need it. And it's the
your $150 plate?
I think it's the new generation's way of going, I'm all set. I only make so much money, and either we can do it on our own and with the small group of people and have a good time, or we can never afford to do it, and that's...
So we went to a wedding, and, you know, I love going to a wedding. I don't like what they've become, because it was like, what are we getting for a wedding? Well, it's got to be enough to cover the meal. I'm like, what?
Who told you that?
It's $100 a plate.
Is that a thing? You're a woman. Is that a thing?
Well,
kinda.
Yeah.
He wasn't asking you, Kelly. You're a woman. Kelly, like, kind of.
I mean, I've been invited to weddings.
No, I know, but I'm saying, like Valerie said, well, I think it's $100 a plate. I'm like, so we have to get a $200 wedding gift? That's what I'm talking about.
Okay.
It's like every money comes up when you're discussing going to a wedding, probably more than most things that you do.
Yeah.
That's weird.
So you and Jeff this weekend are going to a wedding, and I'm not getting like specific. You're going to a wedding. What are you? Are you doing a gift? Are you doing cash?
So
there is no gift. They really didn't do a gift registry.
We always buy a gift before the wedding.
Yep.
Bridal shower. Get a gift that's about $100.
Okay.
And then at the wedding, we will give cash.
What do you give?
It depends on how close they are. So between $100 to $500, depending on who they are in our family or in our... Yeah.
$500?
That's the most we've given with because of family. Yeah.
Because they were closer than your average bear.
Wow.
I am...
But that's the talk.
No, I just, fine.
But no, like basic friends and stuff.
I just...
Now,
now listen, we
good
got
for
married.
You.
We got married, and we didn't. We already had everything. People brought cards, and I'm not. The average was like $100, which is perfectly fine.
Yeah,
but now
so,
you've blown my mind.
No. But again, it's if your sister was getting married tomorrow, you would probably give her $500.
I would. I got to be honest with you. I wouldn't give my sister.
Yeah,
$500. I'm not giving my sister $500.
That's not a reflection of how much I love them.
But no, and it's not.
I just never thought of giving a $500 wedding gift that wasn't my kid.
I'm gonna throw up.
I am now like.
But again,
the cheap uncle.
Oh my god! Like the normal, if it's just like a basic, you know, less than like a more of an acquaintance that we go to the wedding because we're...
You're not giving $500.
No. Yeah. They'll get a wedding gift at the bridal shower.
Right.
And then they'll get a cash gift.
So let me ask you this. Because I believe, too, like I can see the really close people in my life, me doing $500. But
yes.
I've never done it.
Yeah,
let me ask you this.
Only twice.
Okay. Does what you give have anything to do with the amount of money spent on the wedding itself? Like it's in a really fancy place. It's in a big cathedral. Would that affect the size of the gift that you give them?
No, that has not.
Their parents are filthy rich. Would that make a difference in what you gave as a gift?
No.
Well, I think you'd still want to be appropriate with your gift.
Right. That's never...
Is that appropriate? Is appropriate have anything to do with how much money is being spent on the wedding?
No.
That
does
where
not,
it's at.
That does not affect it. Like, we've been to, remember that wicked fancy wedding at the mansion where I got my face all swollen from eating that flower? The place was called the Vanderbilt Mansion. It was on like the Long Island, New York. It was like the craziest, most, they handed the champagne with little berries floating in it. Like, and then every meal was accompanied with a different cocktail that went, it was so fancy.
That wouldn't affect my gift, though.
That did not affect on what I was going to give. I will say what does affect it. Say I'm closer to the male and not the female. So I don't get invited to the bridal shower to get a crock pot or dishes or whatever. I will take that money that I would have spent on a bridal shower gift and wrap that into the cash gift for the wedding. You get it?
Yeah, I do.
So because that plays into it. I buy a bridal shower gift for $100 and then I'm going to your wedding and give you cash. Say $100.
You're buying them a pre-wedding gift with the bridal shower, which is what people do, you know, to help them get prepared. And then you're giving them another gift when they get married.
Correct. Cash. What? So it's like, so if I don't go to the bridal shower, I might up your cash gifts more.
Man, it's such, I hate sounding like that when I say it's a racket.
Yeah,
it is a racket, man.
I am walking out of here a little bit going, oh my God.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't think I gave my brother that much money. I mean, not that I.
But again, different times. This is now.
I guess.
If your brother got married again, you could probably realistically you have more money.
Right.
You have a good job. It's not like you're a 20-year-old guy scraping together $500.
Worst thing ever, man. I've reconnected with some high school friends.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I've always been friends with them, but we never saw each other. Well, now we're making an effort to see each other more, which is really awesome. And they're two great. My buddy Dave and I get together with Michelle and Robin, and two of the nicest women I've ever met my entire life. Right. And when Robin got married, I was in college. When she first got married, I was in college, and I sent her a wedding gift in the mail. Yeah. It was a $5 bill.
Whoa!
That's all I had.
So it was the 80s, low 80s.
No, but you know what?
The worst. Oh, my God. I look back on that. I'm so horrified.
But you say it was the worst. I don't look at it that way.
I know. Literally. She was fine. I joked about it. I'm like, I sent you $5.
No, I know, but...
It was like the worst.
To me, it's just...
all I had.
It's the opposite from the worst.
Yeah.
To me, it's like, if I got a gift like that, I'd be like, that is what they could do. And that would probably mean more than anything.
Still horrified, like all these years later.
It's funny.
Yeah.
But you I kind of go,
oh,
no.
Oh, God. But I never, the whole thing to me is just, it's crazy. I'm looking forward to the wedding because Matt and Allie are awesome, and it's going to be fun. It's going to be nice to see my sister out there. I haven't been out to Indianapolis, but I don't know. I I don't know if I screwed up with not. I don't know.
I guess maybe you should have read
it. It's been
emails.
Really
What does pretty- Val think about it?
If you don't, I bet
she
didn't tell
said
her.
Something oh. last night. She's like, I don't even know when we're leaving, honey.
Is that when you sent me the text?
Shh.
Does she know that you were supposed to?
So I get
kind
a text
of
from.
Go to the rehearsal.
Oh, no, 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 no. And I can't talk about it on the air because Sharon listens. She listens.
So I get a text. Hey, Elle, this is 7:30 last night. Sorry to bug you. I can't seem to find confirmation email about this trip I have this weekend. I know I saw it, but I can't find it. Can you send it to my
okay,
email?
Okay, here's
and
the
I
reason
said,
for that.
Sorry, I'm at baseball. I'll yeah. have to get back to you later. So I had to, when I got home, 8:30 last night, I looked up all his flights and screenshot everything
yeah.
he was
going. Well, I had found him, okay. But they were on my Morning Buzz, which only goes to this computer,
okay.
not my home one, because I thought you sent it to either
I
my,
thought I said to
my
the
home
other.
Advice. Yeah. yeah. So anyway, I found out the information, but I can't, I got to print the tickets, whatever. But yeah, Valerie was like, I don't even know when we're leaving. I said, it's around 5 o'clock. We got plenty of time. We're good, you know? And I said, we're not going to get there in time for the dinner.
I need to.
And then what'd she say?
She said, oh, yeah, okay. She was fine.
Mm-hmm. She I was need fine. To speak to my travel agent. Yeah. Honey. I'll get right back
no,
to
no,
you.
No, no,
no. No, but Valerie knew that I'm
knew
the one
it.
That booked,
yeah,
too.
She knew that.
Actually.
We asked. I will tip generously Laura for her efforts.
You don't have to tip.
I know I don't, but I will. I've got some oil change gift cards in the office that aren't expired
nice.
Yet, so I'll probably
nice.
Hit you up with
my
give a couple
goes
of those.
To the shop today.
But anyway, no, it's just kind of funny because it's like, oh, my God. And this is not. If it was local, it would be not an issue at all. But it's just like the whole traveling and, you know, traveling to go to a wedding is a challenge. It's a challenge, you know? That's all I'm saying. I just, weddings nowadays, and not this one in particular, but weddings nowadays, it's like.
Oh, you got to carry your suit, right?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a pain in the tush.
It's casual, so I'm going to wear a jacket with a yeah. button shirt, like a white button shirt, you know, pants. So I don't have to bring like a three-piece.
But the jacket,
three-piece
are you wearing the jacket on the plane? Because how are you going
to? No.
You
no.
put it in hangers.
No,
and
I'm wearing sweats and a t-shirt on the plane.
So what happens to the jacket? Is it going to get
the
all
jacket's
folded?
Gonna, yeah, you're going to have to fold it nicely into a suitcase.
All right.
You iron when you get there.
Yeah, so.
Do you want to borrow my steam iron?
He's not ironing it.
Well, no, then you don't have to use a hot iron. It's just. It.
He's not doing
it's
that.
Like a steam press.
He's I use the that. Hotel iron.
Okay. Well, no, yeah, that always makes me nervous. Make sure, whatever you do, when you get to the hotel, before you do that iron, look at it. People often, and I know it sounds weird.
Make grilled cheeses.
People,
semen on it?
No, not the semen.
I don't know.
The
some people got weird shots.
People will cook and they'll use, especially if there's no microwave in your room, they'll use that to heat up food and stuff.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, you iron something you want it to look nice and you've got grease on it.
Oh, yeah.
You got sticky stuff.
You got poop.
Yeah, sticky stuff.
Okay. No, take a wipe, clean it off before you do it. I don't want you to ruin
it. Not a flammable wipe.
I'll do it.
Flammable.
I'll do it.
That's what I said.
Yeah, so anyway, my weekend will be spent flying because we're going down for the day and we're coming back the next afternoon. Yeah, I think we leave at like 2:40. Something like that. So
we're gonna have some stories.
Yeah, we got a house
Monday.
Sitter. We got the new dog.
Oh,
we
yeah,
do a
that's
house
hard
sitter
to
stuff
leave
like
with a new pup.
Yeah, no, we get. There's never the house isn't empty.
Well, I know. I mean, empty. Because yeah. she's trying to know you guys right now.
I know.
It's all right.
I know.
She can mix
actually, the plan. The plan was
on
to the wait to get.
You wanted to wait to get.
There was a plan
June.
To wait till we after we did the wedding for that very reason. But you know, we saw her, and then it was like, if we don't. If we don't make the move, we're gonna lose her. So anyway, all right. Sorry, I didn't mean to get into my little personal story there. But weddings, man, they're just wow. They've changed so much. Even if I was a local wedding, that stuff is crazy, stupid, expensive. Why? That's why people are getting married on Thursdays. Thursday night weddings, less than half the cost of a Saturday.
Right.
You know, Sunday afternoons. And it's fine. It's fine because that's how crazy the wedding industry is, you know?
And that's why I like this new this
and your
new,
gift has
new
to,
generation's just F you attitude.
I'm going to be in the backyard.
Yep.
You know? When you have to, your wedding gift has to more than pay for the meal. I don't know. I just the quantification of everything is disturbing, you know?
I just want to know the rules.
I'm not a cheap guy. I'm not a cheap guy.
Well, after just listening to what Laura said, I feel cheaper than ever.
I know.
No, $100 is good. That's
I understand.
Good.
$500 is better.
No, but again, you have to. Family, it's different.
I'm still not feeling good.
Okay.
talking to? I haven't done that either, but I've done a few hundred, you know what I mean, kind of thing. So anyway, all right. That's the risk about talking about this stuff, is you find out you don't measure up. You know what I mean? Like, what do you mean? I've been doing it wrong all these years?
Not only in the bedroom, now it's in the bank account.
Remember when I found out, like, 30 years in that I wasn't tipping the guy who cut my hair?
Yeah, Roger.
Remember that? And I went without a tip for, like, 30 years because I heard you don't tip the owner because he was the owner. And that is indeed fact, but I still felt bad.
Right.
With the kid's barber, we tip her even though she...
She the owner?
She rents a space.
Yeah.
So she still has to pay the bills.
Well, if you're the owner, you're getting a cut of everybody else's piece.
It's only her.
Oh, that's different.
It's her place, her spot.
She had a salon, and there was a few people there.
Yeah, no, it's just her. So it's like, yeah, you got
to
tip her.
And, of course, I brought it up to him, and he was like, Craig, it's fine. It's not fine. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Did you give him $1,000?
Two.
Excellent.
See, if I don't say anything,
right.
It seems like I really did that. Mm. So I'm just going to not say anything.
Mm. I didn't question you.
Oh, shit. Then I just told you that I didn't. Oh, whatever. All right, anyway. Well, have a great day, everybody. Sorry. I had to just work that out on the air. But thank you, Laura.
Adios.
We have to go. I'm going to give you money.
I don't want your money.
No, thank you.
The thing is,
I talked to Valerie about it, and then we're going through all these websites, and I'm like, Laura does this stuff literally in 5 minutes. And you did.
I did a lot of cross-checking, though. It's really discouraging that there's a lot of...
There's a lot of crap.
But there's a lot of airlines that don't fly to particular places or fly out of places unless you want layovers. And who wants a freaking layover?
No,
nobody. I only do direct. So that's why you got to choose sometimes to go out of one 100%. City versus another.
I'm with you.
And then you get a credit card that will fly you somewhere. And then you realize, doesn't fly to my city. What was the point of all these points?
I'm switching my credit card.
Because.
So that I can have a card that's good on all the airlines and not just one.
Yeah.
Because of that.
Smart. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, we're just living our lives, man. And you get to hear it. So.
Oh, we're trying to do.
Yeah, sorry. Hey, have a great day, though, everybody. Thank you. Thank you in advance, Laura, for your help there.
No.
And
I got to go send some letters and emails to some family members.
Apologies.
And say sorry.
So apologies. All right. Well, anyway, compare them, Scotty, to what you got for gifts from them.
I thought everything was okay.
All right. See you tomorrow, everybody.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348. Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.